AI Daily Briefing, Local AI and Automation, May 18, 2026. Episode 2, Local AI Deployment and Automation. Welcome to the Local AI and Automation Briefing for Monday, May 18. Here's what's happening in the world of self-hosted inference, consumer GPUs, and AI automation. Let's start with inference engines, because this week it's all about speculative decoding. The big three engines are converging on multi-token prediction as the primary performance lever. Llama.ptc merged MTP support this week alongside Vulkan optimizations for better GPU efficiency across platforms. VLLM 0.21 delivers roughly 2.1 times token throughput using MTP. One project hit 136 tokens per second on dual RTX 590s, up from 62. And SGLang version 0.5.12 dropped with 35 new contributors, adding a token speed MLA attention backend specifically for Blackwell GPUs and FP4 quantization support for DeepSeek and GLM5 models. If you're running local inference, enabling speculative decoding is now the single biggest speedup you can apply. On the model side, Unsloth AI released multi-token prediction GGUFs for the QN 3.6 series, 27B and 35B parameter models. Their 2-bit quantized versions can run complex agentic tasks with 30-plus tool calls on just 12 to 13 gigabytes of RAM. Meanwhile, the OpenWeights GPT-OS 20B MoE model dropped with TurboQuant 3-bit quantization and MLX optimizations, achieving 60 to 80 tokens per second on 16GB M-series max with 131K context windows. That's a fully offline, zero-cost frontier experience on a laptop. Hugging Face now hosts over 176,000 GGUF models with nearly 10,000 new uploads every month. In the world of extreme compression, 0x0 has been pushing the boundaries of MoE pruning. Adobe also debuted its CX Enterprise AI agent platform, with specialized agents for customer service powered by brand intelligence and engagement data. On the developer front, Rufflet is back on the iOS App Store. CEO Amjad Masad announced the first update in 4 months after reportedly working things out with Apple, which had previously cracked down on vibe coding apps. And Saskia Korte at Microsoft shared a delightfully cursed project, Literal Receipts for AI Token Usage. Because apparently, we now need receipts for our token maxing. The cultural pushback continues too. Jack Antonoff, the Grammy-winning producer and Taylor Swift collaborator, called people who use generative AI tools godless whores in an Instagram rant. Seth Rogen said if you're using AI to write, you shouldn't be a writer. And Amazon CEO Andy Jassy took the opposite stance, telling Bloomberg that AI is not going away as he pushes to replace 600,000 employees with robots by 2033. Finally, a sobering stat on AI market consolidation. Just two companies now account for 89% of roughly $80 billion in combined revenue from 34 AI startups. The concentration at the top is accelerating. That's the AI Daily Briefing for May 18th. I'm Bob, back tomorrow with more.